independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
What is up, party people? Hope you're doing well. Happy, happy, happy. Phil and I are trying to answer the age-old question, the difference between leggings and yoga pants. Several people have texted me. You can do the same. 323-538-2423. Often leggings come with no feet. Yoga pants are the modern-day version of sweatpants for women. They're made of stretchy jersey material and have a wide waistband, which sometimes can be folded over and generally fit snugly, except for the bottoms, which often flare out, Phil. So there you go. That is the difference.
You done stretched my cranium.
How about... I just stretched your cranium! Today, there was some issues at the White House between Spicer and Acosta. This is the CNN reporter. They've gone at it, I think, on numerous occasions. But it got testy, to say the least. And this all has to do with the fact that everybody in the intelligence community has pretty much said, we can't find anything. No microwave was watching you. We can't find anything that was wiretapped. And the spicy had to go out there and be the spicy. And let's just say it got entertaining and at times ugly.
Are you saying that the president still stands by his allegation that President Obama ordered wiretapping or surveillance of Trump Tower, despite the fact that the Senate Intelligence Committee says they see no indication that it happened? Does the president still stand by the allegation?
First of all, he stands by it, but again, you're mischaracterizing what happened today. I understand that. And at the same time, they acknowledge that they have not been in contact with the Department of Justice. So, but again, I go back to what I said at the beginning. It's interesting. Hold on. It's interesting how, at the same time, where were you coming to the defense of that same Intelligence Committee and those members when they said there was no connection to Russia? You didn't seem to report it then.
No. And I've said all along, I don't think there's a connection to Russia. I don't think they're going to find anything there. This wiretapping thing, though, just let it go, right? Right. Remember Moses? Let my people go. This is one of those. Let the wiretap go. There are bigger fish to fry. There are things out there that people care about. This ain't a one of them. Not talk to anybody who cares that much about the wiretapping. If it happened, you worrying about it or not worrying about it ain't gonna help anything. Focusing on things that matter out there, like let's get these jobs rolling back in. Let's fix these regulations. And that's how the jobs are coming back in. Remember, government, no jobs, not creating. That's not what they're going to do. Fix the regulations. We create jobs. We create jobs. We put people back to work. More people go to work, more tax revenue for the government. All a good thing. All an absolutely good thing. But arguing and spending time talking about certain situations, I just don't see. It's entertaining. You know, you could sit there and say, and look, I understand where the president's coming from. I think a lot of the stuff that they hyper-focus on when it comes to negativity to him is 10 times what it is if there's something that's positive. It's always like that, though. If the New York Times does something and they misquote somebody, they spell somebody's names wrong, or they screw up a story. When they go back and they fix that, right, they put it on page 12 and it'll say somewhere small. And they move on. It's just time to move on from this. We got a budget that's getting ready to come out that doesn't fix the fact that we're massively in debt. It does take on some of the smaller things that are out there. It really guts things like the EPA, and I want to see how that's going to look. I do. I'm interested in that. There's a lot of stuff that we should be looking at in this government, but not all this kind of crap. And this crap means very little to anybody. And I know there's a lot of people out there, Chad, you have no idea how important this is. If the old president decided to spy on the guy that was hoping to become the new president at the time, the intelligence communities are going to figure that out. So far, they found nothing. The likes of Paul Ryan, the likes of has come out and said that there's nothing. He's talked to people inside the intelligence community, can't find anything. Devin Nunes comes out, guy that heads up one of them, says, I can't find anything, we can't find anything. So I don't know exactly what it is. But what I do know is of the importance in the world, this is very little. This has very, very little importance in the world. Although it is fun to listen to them go back and forth with one another, that's for sure.
Citing Sean Hannity. No, okay.
You also look over, you also tend to overlook all the other sources that, because I know you want to cherry pick it. But it, but you do. But where was your concern about the New York Times reporting? You didn't seem to have a concern with that.
We have done plenty of reporting on all of this.
No, but you want to cherry pick one commentary, one piece of commentary.
Associates of the president to the Russians, that has all been looked at.
No, wait, how do you know all this? How do you seem to be such an expert in this?
I'm saying that this has been looked at, Sean.
How do you know it's been looked at? Hold on. I'm afraid to understand. Where can you tell me how you know that all of this has, quote, been looked at?
You're asking me whether
you
or not
made a
it's been
statement. You said, quote, all of this has been looked at.
Other outlets have reported.
That
was it. I mean, they went at it, and it was really weird to watch him stop down and take on a reporter. But that's the kind of feel that this administration has for reporting. They don't buy into any of it. And it's sad because it doesn't address the real issues that we should be going out there talking about. Healthcare. Paul Ryan's out there selling it all day long. He's selling it from top to bottom. He's going here. He's going there. He's trying to get everybody in the world to buy into this massive new bill that's going to be repealing and replacing Obamacare, which we're coming to find out really just seems to be a giant turd on arrival. Those things matter. Paul Ryan said today, look how high these deductibles have gone. Places like Arizona seen about, 118%, 116% jump in their premiums. Then other people are coming out and said, yeah, well, that was expected. But now that everything's in place, what you're going to see is these things are going to stabilize and you're not going to see these jumps next year. It happened this year because this is the year that everybody got involved. People are worried about the cost of their health care. They're worried about the rise of their health care because it's more money out of their pockets. Everything becomes more money out of your pocket. More money out of your pocket means you're doing less. And you're doing even more work to do less. Can't pay for as much. Got to make a sacrifice here. Got to make a sacrifice there. I've got to work more. And I'm getting less. That's it. That's the thing. How do we fix these issues? How do we do it? Where do we get to the point where we can start talking about real things in this country? Why is everybody afraid? I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. And Republicans, you got to learn. You got to listen to what people are saying and the fear that they have. Because a lot of people that voted for Donald Trump and a lot of these people out there who are looking at this bill, and by the way, the bill as it stands, this American health care bill or whatever it's called, it's dead on arrival. It's not going to get through anything. It'll get through a few of the committees, but he didn't have enough votes to get this thing through. He needs 219, and he ain't getting it. There's a bunch of them out there that won't. How do you fix it? You got to bring the Democrats in because you want their fingerprints all over it. You do. You've got to take a look at it. This is where putting yourself in somebody else's shoes and saying to yourself, okay, I'm not a congressman. I'm not a senator. I'm not a muckety muck. I'm somebody making 35 grand a year and I've got a husband or wife and they're working part time and going to school and we have a young child. How am I going to afford this? Tax credits sound great, but on the front end, how do I afford this? Because subsidies are gone right now. So how do I afford this? You're a 28-year-old single mom and makes, 12, 14 bucks an hour. You're struggling, right? You're working a job or two, and you've got to pay for something that now you're going to get some subsidies, you're going to get some help here and there, but you're not going to get, you're worried. What have I always said? What's the big thing that people worry about? It's the fear of the unknown. People don't know what's going to happen. They're not doing a good job of selling it because the press is out there selling a lot of these other things. And I don't even think they're really selling it. They just have to put it out there. And people are consuming it because people are living in the fear factor that if for the sake of argument, that the CBO is right, they're screwed, and it's going to cost them a lot more money. That matters. Wiretapping that nobody can find evidence of does not matter. Entertaining, but doesn't matter. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program. I said earlier the Final Four was in Indy. It's not. The first round games are in Indy. The Final Four is actually in Glendale, Arizona. Gorgeous Glendale, Arizona. That'll be taking place April 3rd. And Fool's Day will be the Final Four, and the final will be April 3rd. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. I asked people out there, what miniature animal could you have? And a lot of people said, I said polar bears earlier, and everybody thought that was kind of cool. Whales. I'm getting a lot of whales. If you could shrink a whale down to maybe like, I don't know, 24 inches. Would you put it in your pool? How cool would that be? Would you take a mini whale? Because the Earth is apparently, because of the heat and the climate change, we're shrinking all the animals. How great would that be to have a miniature whale? 323-538-2423 and call the program 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Do you think the wiretapping is that big of a deal? Does it matter that much when you look at the overall scheme of things in your life, when you've got health care and now a budget that's going to be making cuts, but that doesn't do anything to actually combat the deficit? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson. He's more popular in France than Jerry Lewis.
Does the president still stand by the
allegations? First of all, he stands by it, but again, you're mischaracterizing what happened today.
Wiretapping, yes, no, maybe. Come on. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Fernando in Texas, what's happening?
Yes, we're talking about the wiretap thing.
Yeah, correct.
The possibility of whether it's happening or not, or if it's a thing or not. And I just... I was thinking that you look at any individual when you decide whether or not he's capable of doing one or another thing, you look at their past, you know. And what I was saying is that one that's capable of sicking the IRS on political opponents is probably quite capable of wiretapping anybody he wants.
Oh, yeah, I'm not putting it past him. But when you've got the intelligence community saying you weren't wiretapped, and these are your people. Right, you've got some people in there like Devin Nunez and other people who are saying we can't find any evidence of it. Then what do you do at that point in time? And my other thing is we spend a lot of time, don't you think, Fernando, on stuff that takes our eye off the prize about getting this country back?
You know, I think a lot of times you're absolutely right. A lot of times we're distracted with things so that they can do something else, you know?
Yeah, but absolutely. It's the bob and weave.
Doing something else, This healthcare thing, if you don't mind my bringing that up.
Go for it.
What does the federal government have to do with that? Isn't that supposed to be left to the states? I don't see anywhere in the Constitution that that's left to the federal government.
Well, you know what? A lot of stuff was supposed to be left to the states, Fernando, as you well know, and a lot of that stuff has been overridden now because the federal government has not only stepped on the individual, it stepped on the states to get to the individual, and that's the sad thing. I appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much for giving us a listen. He's right about that, though. And you know what? We do the segment every day at this time. It's called What's Next, and What's Next is for the insurance companies. But I think the insurance companies are – I think – here's the thing that I think we can all agree with. We're sick and tired of the insurance companies, right? We're sick and tired of insurance companies. When you look around, I don't know anybody, rich or poor, people in the middle class, government, who aren't over the insurance companies. They make obscene profits. I don't care about the profits. What I do care about is the fact is they give poor service, and at times they seem to be a good portion of a lot of what ends up being a problem here, on top of regulations and on top of a lot of other things that gets in the way of the doctor-patient relationship in this country. What's next for insurance companies is they better mind their P's and Q's, because I think more and more that people are seeing certain situations play out and the frustration of everyday Americans and the cost of rising cost of health care and the fact that they're looking and they're saying, look, we can't get rid of the government as much as we'd like to, but we could get to the point where we're done with insurance companies and the way that these things are going. people are looking for alternative ways to bring people together. They're looking for alternative ways to fund their medical cares and needs. And the insurance companies are, I think, are really going to have some issues. This is if I was a young entrepreneur who had an interest in insurance, right, which I don't because I find it to be insurance, I would be out there figuring out a way. How can I make insurance companies streamlined? How can I make insurance companies better? How can I make insurance companies the opposite of what they're now in a lot of ways? And yes, they do take the risk, but they also reap a good portion of the reward. And now, as they and this is the perfect example of what insurance companies are able to do and how the game in D.C. is about the green. It's not about the R&D by the name. It's not about you and I, the individual. If you look at how cozy they were with the Obama administration through this entire thing of Obamacare, and now you look how cozy they are with the Republicans, it goes to show you they're in it to win it for themselves. And I'm not about saying we should go after people and their profits and this, that, and the other. I find that to be stupid and anti-capitalistic. But what I am saying is this service, the way that they're offering now, is broken. And it's not all on them. But I do lay some of the blame, a good portion of it, at the feet of a lot of insurance companies out there and the way they handle their business. And they better watch out because it may get ugly for them in ways that they didn't think, especially if eventually this whole thing blows up and people clamor for an alternative and that alternative has nothing to do with them anymore. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. What's worse, losing this or the potential of a terror attack? Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Okay, here's a question. I have a lot of questions. Sometimes I give you an answer, and sometimes I turn to you for the answer because you are the brightest. I'm just kidding. That was such a pander. Some of you aren't that sharp. I'm not going to lie to you. I get your text messages. I'm not good at spelling, but I know some of you are really bad at spelling. Some of you are really, really, really bad at spelling. Bad. Like horribly bad. Just pointing that out. Your grammar's not very good either. Again, I am no one to talk, but if this is crazy, what do you, and this just goes to show you the addiction that we have towards smartphones. And I'm going to read you the list of the rankings of what is supposed to be the things that, the 18 things that we stress out the most about globally. So this is just isn't here. It's all over Britain, France, Australia, U.S., the whole nine yards. But the 14 and 13 are so close together that it's insane. But it shows you where we've come and our dependence on one of these items. Number 18, getting a promotion or having a success at work. That's a worrisome thing for some people. I get that. Success is work. Is very, for me, work and success, it's I don't worry about it because I plan for the future. I do things. I work hard. But stress, yeah, absolutely. I see that. Going on holiday or vacation, number 17. Number 16 was the Brexit for a lot of British people and for and a lot of people around the world globally, I think the financial turmoil they thought I was going to take. Moving to a bigger house, 15. Moving used to be so stressful. Remember, that was number one always. Number 14, losing your smartphone causes you anxiety. And you're thinking to yourself, well, of course it does. But when you see that number 13 is terrorist threats, it really puts into perspective. And we talk about it all the time, right? We talk about this on a daily basis about our smartphones in some way, shape, or form, and how the addiction to technology is there. And because of this addiction to technology, we continue to gobble it up and gobble it up. And then when we lose our phones, we lose our minds. Collectively, we just whoop, off we head. You lose your phone. I've seen people, they freak out. You lose your wallet, you're like, oh. And the first thing you think of when you lose your wallet, you know you're not going to find it. The thing that annoys everybody the most is you got to call and cancel stuff, right? Not that you lost your wallet. It's just you have to call and cancel things. Boom. That sucks. Traffic sucks. That's universal. You think in certain places like traffic, you know, like could you imagine traffic in like New Delhi when you see it? There's just no lanes. Just people are just driving everywhere. Let's see here. 11, arrival of the first child. 10, planning a wedding. 9, starting a new job. I thought this one would be higher. I really did. But number 8 was money problems. I thought money problems would cause more anxiety than 8. Number 7, identity theft. I have zero. Well, that's because my identity has been stolen. Maybe that's why. Maybe I'm a bad. Maybe it's bad for me here. But I have zero. I have zero worry about identity. Like, that doesn't keep me up at night. Let's see here. Number 6, end of a long-term relationship. I can understand that. Number 5, being fired from work. Number 4, being seriously ill. Number 3, home flooded or damaged by fire. Number 2, this one's weird. Okay, now, Producer Phil, this one's weird. Going to prison. Like, why would you worry about that? Unless you're somebody who thinks you're going to go to prison.
Yeah, that's a little strange.
Did they ask a bunch of prisoners or people that have lost their freedom? Because that's not something I think you keep you up at night, right? Like going to prison, because you go about your daily life. Most people are not going to go to prison. And number 1 was death of a spouse. But you know what's funny here? Wasn't politics. It wasn't wiretaps. You see wiretaps on here? Did you see any of that stuff? No, you saw none of the other stuff that was on here. Out of these 18 things that make people the most anxiety-ridden, any of these things on here, none of them were worrisome for people. People don't freak out about it. They lose their mind over it. None of that stuff that we talk about at times at nausea. No Russia stuff on here. None of that. I always say, you know what happens? Politics is the thing that gets in your way, you know, when life's not in your way. Then you think about it. But I just found that to be interesting. Seriously ill is a bit political because obviously with the talk of medicine and whatnot and the cost of it. But outside of that, but smartphone, man, losing the smartphone has now climbed on there. I did think money problems would be on there a little bit higher because isn't that what really causes a lot of issues and anxiety? Is you're broke, you start to worry. As you start to worry, you get sick. As you start to get sick, all of a sudden it's just a never-ending cycle of frustration. We know. Yeah, number 1 reason for divorce. That and the fact that, you know, you just kind of get over, you know, other people, I guess. I don't know. That is number 1 reason. People texting in asking, texter writes in, you can text the program 323-538-2423, talking about the number 2 thing that people are worried about, which is anxiety over going to prison. And texter writes in, that's because people have seen the Shawshank Redemption. Unless, of course, you've been falsely in prison. That's true. And you're waiting on trial and you worry about going to prison for 40 years of your life and you've never experienced it. You don't know how the stress can come out. That's true. But I mean, how often does that happen? Not that it doesn't happen, but how often does that happen?
The Shawshank Redemption, what keeps people awake?
Oz. Yeah, Oz. That or The Wire, right? That was one of those ones, right? And then there's a couple of them out there that you watched. And Scared Straight. Remember that as a kid? Do you remember Scared Straight as a kid? Oh, good God. That did not. That was real. The Green Mile, that's right. That was pretty bad. Lots of prison movies out there. Blood In and Blood Out, man, that was an ugly one. Or what was it? American History X.
Midnight Express.
That's something you don't want. Yes, Midnight Express. Well, Turkish prison. Just says prison, but it could be anywhere, right? The Turkish prison is probably not the place you want to be. God, Midnight Express. What a great movie that was. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. But I bring these things up, and I talk about this, and this is in the Psychological Society in London that published this. And the reason for that is because it goes to show you that we're so individualistic, but at the same time, we all have our worries and our cares. The money situation, right? Every one of us is probably worried about this in some way, shape, or form. The terrorist threats, you know, I mean, it's there, but is it really there? Money, yeah, we participate in it. Commuting, it's one of those little things in life, like commuting, right? Like taking a drive, like growing up in Los Angeles, commuting was a nightmare. It still is. It's horrible. I'm impatient. I like the fact that I live in a smaller area with a very little commute because it stresses me out. It's one of those things that stresses me out. Arrival of my first child, oddly enough, as I got older and I finally had Jack, I didn't worry so much about that. I didn't. I just wanted him or her, and then we found out it was going to be him, to be healthy. And I know people stressed out going on vacation, moving into a bigger house, but the smartphone thing, that is real. And that is that part of this is an addiction. But it just goes to show you, though, none of these things on here, you know, are home flooded or damaged by fire. No politics. Being seriously ill. Well, not really. Fired from work. Political at work. None of this stuff, though, is that political side of stuff. That I think, and that's why when people say, what do you talk about? I said, I talk about everything. I talk about stuff that I think matters in life. Stuff like this that does matter, matters to you. What matters to you? What keeps you up at night? I guarantee it's not, it's about paying the bills. I guarantee it's about the health insurance and the cost of it. I guarantee it's about work. It's about your kids being safe. It's about all of those things. People say, what keeps you up at night? Jack. Jack keeps me up at night. My mind, first of all, I'm always awake, but I think about him. And it's not always bad. It's not always about, like, do you think about him, like, being hurt? Or yeah, I mean, say every parent in the world goes through, what if my kid got sick? God forbid my kid gets sick. But it's just little things. Like, when I talk to him on the phone, it's like, Dad, you've been so proud of me. I'm playing so hard. Little things like that keep me up. Wiretaps don't keep me up. My microwave, like I said, is broken, and it is not taking any pictures of me. Whatsoever, that I can guarantee. I guarantee it. Speaking of being safe and feeling safe in your home and not having to wake up at night and worry, is somebody out there? Or when you're on vacation somewhere and you're thinking, did somebody get into our house? You don't have to worry about that if you do something that's extremely smart. Head over to Simply Safe Home Security and grab yourself a Simply Safe system. Simply Safe is amazing. First and foremost, I think it's 1.5 million break-ins nationwide year. That's a lot, right? You want to protect your family. You want to protect the things that you've worked so hard for. There's a better way to do it. A smarter way is Simply Safe Home Security. They got no contracts, which is absolutely amazing. So you're not getting tied down to some long-term nasty contract that you pay tons of money for. They really do nothing for you. You want the best in the industry. Well, guess what? You're going to get award-winning 24/7 protection, named the best in the industry with Simply Safe. The security professionals watching, ready to instantly send the police. Boom! And it's $14.99 a month. Think about that. Less than 50 cents a day. It's like 49 cents a day to protect your home. That's less than half of what most companies charge. So why don't you do this? Protect your home the smart way. Visit simplysafe.com/Benson. Check out their new high-definition camera. Plus, you get 10% off any order, but that's only at simplysafe.com/Benson. Go now to simplysafe.com/Benson. Check them out. You will be happy you did. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show, setting things straight.
Setting them straight. That's what I do. Amy Schumer's got a new special out. It's on Netflix, and it's getting destroyed. And, of course, it can't be that it's not funny, right? The left won't allow you to have that. So, instead, it's the alt-right and the Trump people who are destroying the Amy Schumer special. Now, I saw a bit of it. It wasn't very good. I don't think I'd consider myself to be pretty alt-right. In fact, I think I'm pretty much a straight shooter, independent leanings, and I'm kind of who I am. It isn't very good. Not everything is going to be a home run. I have many times my show sucks big time as opposed to just regular. Right? At least I could say that. I'm not saying it's the left, right? Or deep state. So, but they are really hammering it. They said Netflix is radically overhauling its users' reviews after years of allowing customers to rank movies on a scale of 1 to 5. The streaming service announced plans to replace the system with binary thumbs up and thumbs down rating. Soon, 1-star ratings will cease to be a thing on Netflix, or 5-star ratings for that matter. I am not thrilled by that because I actually like, if I see something that's 1 or 2 stars, I'm probably not going to watch it. I'm not. And so if I see a thumbs up or thumbs down, unless you're going to give me how many thumbs, like 65,000 people voted on it like you do on Netflix, and it's got, you know, 62,000 thumbs up and a few thumbs down. Outside of that, I'm not going to. But they're blaming it. It's got to be something. You've got to blame it, right? Got to blame it. Got to blame it. Got to blame it. It's got to be the blame. It is so ridiculous. Hey, there is a rise of born-again virgins. Not even quite sure what that is. Born-again virgins. Virginity is such a loaded word, they say. It conjures up magical memories, or for many of us, the absolute horrors. According to Durex, the average age that a woman will have intercourse is about 17.4 years. So now what they're doing is they're having these rebirth of virginity, where essentially women are staying, they're abstinent and they're staying away from sex, and they're dating, and they're retrying to have No. Okay, that's great that you're doing that. I have no problem with that. It's just you're saying that it's this rebirth of something, and I find that just to be bizarre. Again, we love to do crap like this, right? We love to reset things up. Like, I'm now officially a virgin again. And then I'll be a virgin again in 2 weeks, and then I'll be a virgin again in 3 weeks. It's not that way. Denial. It's called the river in denial. It's like, you were a tramp. Don't tell me you're a virgin now. Chad. Speaking of sex, Pornhub is jumping on the national. Today is National Panda Day. Did you know that? Today is National Panda Day. So if you've not eaten a panda, now is your chance. There's another one of those animals that if you could shrink it, like if you could shrink it to itty bitty, that's a winner. The beautiful Denise says sloth. If you could shrink it into a pocket-sized sloth, that's the winner. Game over. 323-538-2423. If you could shrink an animal and keep it that size, what would you do? What animal would you choose? Well, Pornhub is jumping on the Panda Day Express. And saying, hey, we need you to dress up in a panda costume to celebrate and have relations, if you will. It's their National Panda Day initiative. It encourages people to make tapes of their lovemaking. National Panda Day. There is a day for everything. There really is. There is. And first of all, why do we have a National Panda Day? It is not an animal that we find here, right? We have to rent them. And you rent them. You lease them from China. You have to give them $1 million for each panda. They're not free. They're expensive. And they don't even taste, they taste kind of like chicken with a little unicorn mixed in. I'm just saying, they're not free. I don't know why we have National Panda Day. You could have Worldwide Panda Day. I got no problem with that. I'm just saying National Panda Day is not it. It's not it. Well, I'm not buying it here in America. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Question we're asking lots of people, but the questions we have today, but the one I like is the animals. If you could get an animal and you could shrink it down to like a cat size or a dog size, elephant, whale, monkey, not a monkey, but like a gorilla, rhino, hippo, what would you do? 323-538-2423. Which animal are you choosing to shrink down to and keep? It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.